basement bays. Rashi the Masik Tetanoi, which is in the first wide line. So the more suggested this is Machlokes Tanoim. Because read in Shema Yimoshech Eloi, this idea that we're concerned that we can't allow him to throw into the area which halachically is mutter to carry, but also to walk, because you might end up walking there. So the more suggested to Machlokes Tanoim. What's Machlokes Tanoim? So they have an argument. So because read in Hiluch Deer Besahar, Hechad Nosnu Nochrim Boy. We don't see any case where if the goyim take him out and then deposit him into a bika without any enclosure, so he can only walk down the hamas. Instead, the goyim put him into this enclosure, this deer or this sar, so Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Loza ben Azariah said we're not goyzer walking in the deer basar. Because he might come to think he can walk in the bika, to hiluch the bika, the ein b'mechitzas, which doesn't have an enclosure. The hosam ein lo elo dalad amis. In that situation, he only has the right to walk dalad amis. Kedanam b'reish pirka. Ubedir v'sar afagav dalad shabbos ba'aver mechitzo seyen mi boydoim. Even though he did not start the Shabbos in this enclosure, but the goyim then took him on Shabbos and placed him in there. Karba Amis Dam Yun Lei, he gets a local at Dalar Amis. Holoba Unis Yotza Mitzkumo. Since he did not go beyond the tomb of his own volition, but rather the Goyim took him out, so then he is allowed to walk the whole area. So halachically, you're allowed to walk. You don't make a gzera if I let the person walk in a case of a deer b'sar. People will come to walk in a case of a bika. We don't make that gzera. So the Mora says the same way that's true that we don't make a gzera from hiluch to hiluch. When the hiluch deer b'sar, or to hiluch the bika loikazrina. We don't make a gzera from the hiluch over here to hiluch over there. Therefore, tiltol oto hiluch. So this case of tiltul kigun shavus v'bika b'yamtav shehiluch osiloi os chutz l'alpayim b'makim shisasoi u'tiltul d'zrika mutar b'lo mechitzas. Let's say in a case where there's no problem of carrying because it's yamtav, but the walking has a limit. So do we say that he's not allowed to throw it beyond his area because he might come to walk there? The more suggesting, let's say we don't make it clear from hiluch to hiluch. You don't make a gzera from tiltul to hiluch. Logos reinitially tell to bezrika chutz lapayim to hiluch. We don't make a gzera. He cannot carry beyond the 2,000 amos because he might come to walk there. Carrying would be through throwing. Shema yimoshech acher chefsa because he might join his item. So that's like Kirav Nachman in the name of Shmuel. We don't make that gzera. Avagav the b'shabes v'biko v'kifu anachrim. So in that issue, we're saying that these tanoim, Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar ben Azariah, hold like Nachman or Shmuel. Now, Rashi is going to point out, however, there is a point where they disagree. Rav Nachman's case was a case where he started out the Shabbos in an open area, and then it was enclosed by goyim. Losir lukevos say the holy didu avagav the Shabbos ba'aver mechitzas is shori. They hold their case is a case where there wasn't his makom to start with at all. So they were going put him placed him there on Shabbos. B'ha miyak Rav Nachman kaima. There's two simultaneous issues over here in Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar ben Azariah's halacha. One is the chiddush that we look at the placement where the goyim put him in this new area is Dalet Amos. The whole area is considered Dalet Amos. That's one. And the second thing which we're saying is, do we make this gzeira or not? Now, Rav Nachman wasn't discussing that first point. Rav Nachman's case was a case where a person was shavus in a bika, and he has 2,000 amos, and that's not changing. They just closed the bika. So we're not discussing his rights of walking. That wasn't part of the discussion. The issue was, do we make a gzeira that he's throwing because it might affect his walking? Their main chiddush was the other way around. That the right to walk is that we, once he's placed inside this large area, we can't send the whole area like Dalet Amos. It's allowed to walk there. So Rav Nachman never said that chiddush. Right? Rav Nachman doesn't necessarily agree with that chiddush. So on that point, I don't see that they're the same. But in the secondary point, that's very nice, it's Dalet Amos. But you're allowing them to carry there in the Dalet Amos. You don't say that it's a gzeira of hiluch, and you see that you're not going to hiluch to hiluch, so I assume you're not going to be going to tilt to hiluch either. That point, they're the same. What Rav Nachman holds is to be the case of putting him inside of the enclosure. Look, we don't know. B'ha'am mi'akir Rav Nachman kaimi delagazin and shemi yimoshech. So that's one way of looking at it, Rashi says. That in that point, the point of whether your goyim are hiluch to hiluch, they're not necessarily the same. In regard it's halacha dalet amos or not, but in regards to the gzeir of shema yimoshech, they're the same. Inami. Or alternatively, b'shavas ubikanami sir lehu kibasei, we're going to assume that they agree with Rav Nachman's halacha of Shabbos Babika. So surely Hachim Yishum Denenasu, the het over here is because of Nenas, and that's why it's considered Dalet Amos. And over there, you need Dafka Shabbos Babika to get a halacha of walking 2,000 Amos. Let me restate it again. Rashi is bothered by the following question. If they have a yisoid that inside of an enclosure is considered the whole area is considered like Dalet Amos, right? In Nachman's case was the Afka case where he was Shabbos Bebika. He set it out to Shabbos in the Bika. He gets 2,000 Amos. And then you don't close it afterwards. So in closing it afterwards doesn't give you any more area to walk. The issue is the carrying. Right? But according to them, theoretically, it could affect your walking rights. Because they hold, once you're placed inside of an area beheter, you get to hold them because of Dalet Amos. So the same way, had he been inside an enclosed area at the beginning of Shabbos, he would walk the whole thing, not just 2,000 Amos. So over here also, you should walk 2,000 the whole thing, not just 2,000 Amos, according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar and Azariah. That's what Rashi suggested. So Rashi says, in Echonami, they disagree on that point. But they do agree on the hiluch issue, the gzer of hiluch and tiltu. Inami, no, they agree that over there you can only walk 2,000 amos. This is what they have to base on the fact that a person is a nenas, and that's a special heter by nenas, which wouldn't apply in the case of the Shabbos Rebika. The Morris says, I could argue that it's not true. It's not, the machloikas is not dependent one on the other. Why? Because that's over there. The reason why you're not going to a case of putting him down in a deer vassar, because you might put him down in a bika, because Shem HaKarim is saying. Well, Dharma Adali, people understand they're different. Deer vassar, yesh lehen mechitzas. Bika ein lemechitzas. Hilkach loy michlefi. People will not confuse them. People understand the difference. But over here, the case of tiltu ato hiluch, I will tilt to hiluch and shavus rebika b'yamtiv, which the same area I'm discussing. When people confuse the right to throw there to the right to walk there, what?
I know.
Yeah. Gun shows a beaker be yomtiv. Aim at the gazri shall you tell to bezrika chutz lapayim shemi yimarshach arachevse. The hochad mokamu. So it's the same place, and people's thought processes are allowed to throw something there, but allowed to walk there. That's very possible. Well, that's Ludur Nachman Klal. They do not need to. Then they do not necessarily hold like Rav Nachman. And the Mor said that. So that this halacha in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua, it's not because of Gzeira. They hold this halacha that you. In other words, the Ikir Kiddush of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel was that we could count the whole enclosure like Dalet Amos. Yeah, I hold on that idea. If a person is Shoiv, it's the beginning of Shabbos, in an enclosure, he gets it's the Dalet Amos. But if that wasn't the area which they were, he started out his Shabbos, and we do not give it a halacha like Dalet Amos. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua said you can't walk more than Dalet Amos. But I will tilt to the Zrika Loilam Eim Lachol the Shorile. But the case of Rabbi Nachman's case, maybe Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua agreed to.
Sure.
The Shorile Bechol Adir Besar Bezrika. But because he didn't show me Yozu's V'Yimashiv, we're not afraid that he might follow the item. Okay. Yeah, Zok the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav. So what about nine lines up from the bottom, 10 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav, Hilva Zok Rav Megamliel, Medir Besar, Usvinu. So we pass like Rav Megamliel when the goyim put him down on the deer and the sar. That's considered like Dalet Amos, and he's allowed to walk through the whole area. In the case of the Svina, which the Mishnah has a case where they were on the Svina at the beginning of Shabbos, the whole Svina is like Dalet Amos. Shmuel Amar Hilchos of Rabbi Gamliel b'Svina, Avodir b'Sar Loi. We do not pass on like Rabbi Gamliel in the case of the deer in the Sahar. Okay, the Kuli Alma Mias Halacha K'Rav Gamliel B'Svina. So both Rav and Shmuel say you're passing like Rav Gamliel by the case of the Svina. Even if you tell me we do not pass it like Rav Gamliel by the case of Dir Basar, according to Shmuel. So in my time, it's really the worst question. Really, is in Shmuel, why does Shmuel differentiate between the case of the deer and the sar, which he passes not like Rav Gamliel, and he only gets Dalet Amos? In the case of the Svina, he gets Dalet Amos. What's the difference? So Mor is going to give two answers. Amar Rabba, Hoyol v'shavas ba'avar mechitzis mi'baydoy. The advantage the Svina case has over the Dir Basar is that's where he was at the beginning of Shabbos. So this idea that if that's his makom at the beginning of Shabbos, it's included, except like Dalet Amos, Shmuel says that we pass like Rabbi Gamliel. That which Rabbi Gamliel is mechadish, that if he's placed there ba'onis on Shabbos, it's also like Dalet Amos. We don't pass him like Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, Rabbi Zeira Omar, Hoyl Usvino Noit Losoy Mitchilis Arba Umanchose Besef Arba. Rashi has three pshatim in Rabbi Zeira's din. Two of them are over here on Membez and Membez, and one of them is Mem Gimel Mem Aleph. The idea is, Rashi Tup Shotim over here. Rashi brings a pshat later on. Let me deal with the pshat Rashi brings later on, which he dismisses. He brings a pshat over there that the ship is going the other direction, away from where he's walking. So he's never leaving his Dalet Amos, because as he's walking towards the east, the ship is moving towards the west, so they negate each other, so he never really leaves his Dalet Amos. So the lum this why he holds, Reb Zera says, Reb Gamliel Halacha, that we pass that Reb Zera says that Shmuel passes like Reb Gamliel because he never really left his Dalet Amos. That's what Zera says. So Rashi says that then the Mishnah should tell me that this halacha is only specifically in a case where he's walking in the wrong direction, the opposite direction of the ship. So that's that shot Rashi dismisses. Okay, so Rashi brings over here the pshat is either pshat is every time he takes a step anyway, you never could limit the person to his Dalet Amos because the ship is moving, and since the ship is moving, so he's never really staying in his Dalet Amos. Whereas, why are you defining the Dalet Amos? Because he's in the ship. The Dalet Amos is vis-a-vis the water. He's always moving anyway. So why should limiting him to Dalet Amos would be an irrelevant exercise. So since the ship is moving him anyway, so therefore we never can limit him to Dalet Amos, so we give him the whole area of the ship.
I once had this issue a long time ago. If someone's like, I think in a wagon or something like that, do we view his makom as sort of just vis-a-vis that wagon, or do we look at him as sort of no, vis-a-vis his position on earth, he's actually moving?
Okay, we had it in two places I can think of. One is in the first parak in Shabbos. It talks about not by people. It talks about a case if you have an egos in a kli, and the kli is in the mayim, is considered as is the egos considered munach? Sitting on the water, it's moving around, but it's the kli, it's munach in the kli. So you look at it vis-a-vis the kli, vis-a-vis the mayim, and then there's a more bavim si in the first parak, which we didn't learn together, which talks about Rachel Kimahalach vis-a-vis Kinyonim. We had it in Kedushin in regards to Rachel Kimahalach vis-a-vis the lochas of Amida Lifnei Chacham. The Chacham goes by riding on a horse, so my Mechuv to stand up for him. So he's sitting, I'm not Mechuv to stand up for him, but on the other hand, he's sitting on a horse which is moving, so he's not sitting, he's moving, so it's like he's standing, so then I'm Mechuv to stand up for him because he's walking by. So I don't know. What? There is a Gemara. Well, that Gemara is in the first parak, Gabi Hanocha. There is a more in the parak Hazerik about the two ships together. But there's a hand of the Shalib. Do we look at them? I don't remember. We deal with it in regards to the halachas of. I remember vaguely what's talking about, but I don't remember. Shemdaf Kuf. Someone's seen Kuf and Kuf Aleph. Do you have homework? Okay. No, I'm sorry, Rashi brings all three pshatim over here. Okay. Right. What?
Dismissed the one on the next
page. Rashi brings all three over here. I'm sorry. Then he brings what the two pshatim Rashi seems to grapple with and stick with is one is, do we say that the person never has a mokum b'chalal because the sphinah is always moving, or the pshat is each time the person is walking, so he's not doing an act of leaving Dalet Amos because b'chalal the sphinah is doing the act for him. That's in other words when. The Sheshal is not considered to Pshat and Rashi is in a case where he's stationary. Is the point, even when he's stationary, the ship's moving him. So he never gets a mokum to start with, really, because there's always a hilchot Dalet
Amos. How does the Dalet Amos apply then? It's always moving.
That's the Mora saying. That's what Zera is saying. There's no hilchot Dalet Amos. But Rashi says to Pshat, either the Pshat is, even when he is stationary, in other words, the issue over here is he allowed to walk beyond the Dalet Amos? That's, so we're saying he's allowed. But Shiloh is, Kibbutz says, because there's movement. So is the point of the movement that means he never, even when he's sitting, he's moving. So what's there's no, you have nothing gained by sitting, because even when you move, what's the difference? You're not adding any more by moving, because even when you're sitting, you're moving. or the pshat is when he moves, the movement of the ship is really accomplishing anything, the same thing, so that we can't fault him on his movement. Am I making sense of the difference in the two? One is I'm looking at the person being, there's no such thing as being stationary. So, or the second pshat is saying, yes, stationary is stationary, but when he's moving, we don't look at the movement which he's accomplishing is not just limited to him. The ship's also moving. So I don't fault him in the act of moving because he's not the only one who's doing an act of movement. The other pshat Rashi is saying is, no, that's not the point is even when he's sitting, he's moving. So there's no mile of sitting. So why should I tell him just to sit? Either point is that the movement is not his fault when he moves, or the point is that even when he's sitting, he's moving, so he might as well let him move. That's what Tupshat and Rashi says. Versus my binayu. What's the machine? Rabbi's pshat, that since he started Shabbos in the Avraham Mechitzas, he gets like a dalet amos. Or Reb Zera's pshat, that the ship is moving. He can binayu, versus two differences. Shenifrasu Dafne Svina, that the Mechitzas lost their height. They're not dalet amos, they're not the 10 tefachim. So not 10 tefachim high. So you can't tell me the heter is based on the fact that it's in the Avraham Mechitzas, because there ain't no Avraham Mechitzas, but the ship's moving still. Inami, because it's misvina l'svina. The second difference would be if he jumps ship to a different ship. So according to the heter of Rabba, because this is the Shabbos, this is where he started his Shabbos in. It's not where he started his Shabbos in. But according to Bezerra, that the thing is moving. Let's see Rashi. Hol v'shavas. 9 lines from the bottom. Havalei svina karba. Since that's where he started his Shabbos, therefore the ship is like arba amos. Not losa mitchilas arba uminichos l'soif arba. Klomer mishiyotze zechutz tchum lo nokel arba amos. From the moment that he's left his tchum, he never got an issue of dalet amos. The svina kol shoa himalech, because the ship is always moving. Bechol kvitza, each forward movement, the ship moves yesemi arba amos. Nimzer she'ein lo teres arba amos klal. You can't apply the concept of dalet amos to the case of the svina. So omed psiachas mesorcha arba amos. He never was stationed in his arba amos. So you never could say that there was a moment when he got a defined area, this is his dalet amos, because from the moment it left the tchum, it moved more than dalet amos. Each forward movement was more than dalet amos. So I never said, that's his dalet amos. At that moment that he left the tchum, he was defined that these are the four amos, and that's it. Which four amos? Which nechrino? He's going the opposite direction. So whenever he's walking the wrong way, the ship's correcting that. So that would make sense in a case where he is just walking. And because of the Rosh Acher, Hechi mystery, if it's mezizin lochilik b'milil bein shum halach l'tzad zeh bein shum halach l'tzad shasina malachis. If you're going in the wrong direction, understand. If he's going into the other end, which means with the flow of the ship, so why would that be mutter? And the mission doesn't make any difference. No, as much of the ship's moving, that's not his responsibility. We won't use that as a liability against him. We'll just use it for the benefit that it accrues. But he's not held liable for the fact that the ship is moving. How I'm understanding this is also, it's not that. But on the other hand, the issue of why he's allowed to walk the whole direction of the ship, he can keep walking in the opposite direction of the ship. You're right, once he gets to the end, he's stuck. Can't walk back. Zeh loshon dodi Rabbi Shimon mipira lishna chrino klomer kishoiker is ragla kedem shenichenu asinu matziyosu midalad amos shaloi. As he's walking, before he puts his foot down, the ship already moved him dalad amos. Menichlus tesech arba amos acheris al karche, and he entered now a new dalad amos. So v'habel kimisha hutziu nachri chutz mi arba amos so. So every time he takes a step, he walked beyond the Dalai Lamas because the ship moved, and so he gets a new Dalai Lamas because he's been moved against his will into a new Dalai Lamas, a new place. Well, you move to a new place, so you get a new Dalai Lamas. So I guess we never thought about the scenario. So the person is dropped down into this bika by the goyim. So he gets to Dalai Lamas. So all of a sudden he starts walking to Dalai Lamas. So the goyim pick him up again and drop him down again. So he gets to Dalai Lamas. They pick him up again, they drop him down again. Always gets to Dalai Lamas. So as he's stepping forward, as he's moving his step, the ship has moved him to Dalai Lamas. So he's placed into a new Dalai Lamas. He gets a new place. He gets a new Dalai Lamas. See, that's how he does it. Right? That's how Rashi explains it. So, either the pshat is the first pshat Rashi says is the ship never he never got a Dalai Lamas because the ship is always moving. So you can't say there was a makom which calls it his makom and therefore he has own Dalai Lamas in that makom. Alternatively, as he's walking, he's never leaving. He is leaving Dalai Lamas, but that's like that was against his will. So he gets a new makom of Dalai Lamas every time he walks.
So if the ship stops, then he wouldn't get the whole ship.
If the ship would stop, so he would get one Dalai Lama somewhere he is at that moment.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, is there a heter to leave because of the sakana, or is it does it get it in shmisa? Gets it in shmisa, I think so. I think it's chal. I think so. We'll give him a heter to move if necessary. My benau ben rabba the rebezeru. Shnifchazu daifte smino ubitlo amechitzes. The walls were knocked down, and the height is not sufficient. The Rabba less, so Rabba's logic would no longer apply. The Rebzera Isa, Rebzera's logic would apply. Inami bekevet misina l'sina ubar mechitza yisera shalzu lo shavas. So the second ship that wasn't his original makom. The Rabba ain yochel haluch. According to Rabba, in that situation, he cannot yochel haluch lizu bizu. Rebzera shori. So for that person who's in that situation, Rabbi would say he cannot walk the current of his area still because it's the point of the ship is moving. Okay. So then more. Rabbi Zera, my time, Omer Kirab. So Rabbi Zera, Rabbi gains the sort of even when the ship is stationary. Right? So, but since this is the place he began at the beginning of Shabbos, so that being true, so he's allowed to walk the whole area. Because there's air, it's only a lock when the ship is moving. So the mission did not indicate it's limited to a case of moving. That would be so. Rab in certain ways seems an easier pshat. It has a downside to it, right? But with regards to the case of what we're talking about, the case of the ship. The average. So, why didn't Rabbi Zera learn like Rabbo? Omlocha mechitzes lavriach mayim asuyos. Since the main function of the mechitzes is to maintain the ship's ability to travel through the water properly, keep the water out, not to create a space inside of the ship. So they are not made to define the area inside, therefore they're not a mechitzah, which should create a locha of shvisa inside of them. Okay. Rabbi, my time, loy omer k'Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi says, why didn't Rabbi learn like Rabbi Zeir? So more answers, b'malechus, or the more says, b'malechus kuliyama loy pligi. Rabbi agrees to Rabbi Zeir's svara when the ship is going. Ki pligi b'shamda. Rabbi's argument is in the case when the ship stopped. So he says, I think there's another logic besides your logic to allow that he should allow to walk even in the case where the ship stopped. But not that he disagrees with the logic of Rabbi Zeir. So it comes out that more than might be now, it could be now you, when you lose the definite Svina or cover the Svina of the Svina, more than right now that really Rabbi would agree to Rabbi Zeir's Svara in those cases. And it'll be mutter based on Rabbi Zeir's Svara. We move to based on his order. Okay. Omer Nachum Bar Yitzchak Masizan Amideika the Mamalechus Loi Pligi. I can medayk that in the Mishnah that Mamalechus is mutter. Rizera's logic is true. And therefore, even if your mechitzas were not valid mechitzas, they were invalid mechitzas, you're still allowed to walk the whole ship. How do I see that in the Mishnah? Mimai. Midikatani, the more the Mishnah says, Maisa Shabo Miflan Darsin, however you pronounce that. Hifliga Sinosin Beyan. So the Mishnah said there's a story, they were coming from this place, Flan Darsin. And the ship was sent out to sea. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Loz, and Azariah Hocha was kula. They walked through the whole ship. Rabbi Kishur, Rabbi Kiva, Loz, Zozo, Mearba Amos. They didn't move beyond the Rabbi Amos. Shirotzo, Lahakhmer, Alatan, because they wanted to be Machmer. So the Morris says, so what do you mean they wanted to be Machmer? That's what Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva Shita is. If a person goes beyond his Tchuman Shabbos, and he's placed inside of an enclosure, we do not look at the enclosure as being that the whole thing like being Dalai Lama. So if that's true in the case of the deer and the sar, the goyim stuck him into a deer and a sar, we don't look at it as Dalai Lama. So you don't look at the ship as Dalai Lama. So they hold me credit, they can't move. So what's the lashon of rotzu l'hachmer al atzma? See, I'm Rabbi Shlomo b'halechus le'pligi hanatani rotzu. Because dilma omda le'am pligi harotzu l'hachmer isurahu. If Rabbi Zeir's svara is compelling and everybody agrees to that svara, so I can tell you Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua agreed to that svara also. That as long as the ship is moving, you're not doing anything wrong because you're not really moving outside of your Dalai Lama's. Okay, but if you're telling me that the only argument of Rabbi Gamliel is the halacha of Shabbos Avraham Mechitzes, and so you're taking tissue. Okay. But if you say that we don't hold the Reb Zeir's Svara, so the only argument is this halacha of Shvisa. So, what's the Rutzel Lahakmar Latzman? It's Mikir Din, they hold it's Osir. And Aber Mechitza, which is where you're placed after Shabbos started, is also Mikir Din. Okay. Amar Vashi. I'll give you a second indication from the Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva's halacha is that if it's just based on Avram Mechitzas, it's also Mikra Adin. Because it's not valid Mechitzas. You don't get a new Allah of Dalaram, of the whole thing like Dalaram. It's your Mechitzas is after Shabbos. Okay. Omer Ravashi, Masisa Nami Deka, the Ktani Svina, Dumi the Deer Vasar. Ma Deer Vasar the Kvi, Asina Nami the Kvi. So Rabbi says that the Pshat in the Mishnah can't be like Reb Zeira, that's the logic of the Mishnah, because Reb Akiva and Reb Shu wouldn't argue on that logic of Mahalechis Mikra Adin. So the case of Mishnah has to be a case where it was Omad. So that's where Reb Gamliel and Reb Elazar and Azariah say Heter, and Reb Akiva and Reb Shu say Isser. And what's that about? So that you can't say your sword anymore. That's why it's mutter according to them. You have to say the sword of Hoel B'Shabas, because we're comparing the case of Sina to the case of Dir B'Sar, which it's Kavua. Okay. Amar Le Rav Acha Brei De Rova Le Rav Ashi Hilchos HaKaram Gamliel B'Sina. So the loch is like Rabbi Gamliel by the case of Svina, and we pass like that. The Mora says Hilchos HaMiklal the Pligi. We tell him we pass like him. I mean, somebody argues. Well, we just were Radaik in the Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua told the whole Mikra that it's also, they agree that it's Mutter. They're just worried about the possibility of Omda, so they were Machmer. But you're telling me that we pass like him means that somebody argues. Is there somebody who argues? Mor says, in, yes. V'hatanya, Rosh says, V'hatanya over here is not a question, it's a statement. So it's read ben Yichusa. In, yes, and like we learned in Ebraisa, Nechananya, Omer, he takes out the parentheses, Kolosiyam Yoshu V'dono B'dover. He says the story that throughout the Shabbos, they sat and argued the issue. Emish, by the evening, Hichriya Achi Abba, now Rechananya was the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua. So that when, by the time they came to the end, they came to the following conclusion. Halacha k'Rav and Gamliel b'Svina, halacha k'Rav Kiva b'Dir B'Sar. So he would indicate that in Chananya's version there was an issue of a halachic decision like Rav and Gamliel, and the held that Rabbi Kiva held it was Asur Mikra Adin, not like Rav and Gamliel. But we pass it like Rav and Gamliel b'Svina. Let's see Rashi. Since the main function is to keep the water out, not to create the area inside, so they're not considered mechitzas to give the loch of dalad amas. So Rabbis is back in a case where it's moving. High timer, the svina. Well, so you could say your suara, Rabbi Zera. It's such a good suara. For the Rabbi Kiva, might of the shari. Even Rabbi Kiva says the case is mutter. So
I understand with the, like a house. Okay, I mean, the walls are there to protect you from the elements. I'm not sure I understand why that's so different than the Svina.
The house is the walls of the city, but the walls of the city not necessarily keep people to make a separation to keep people out.
Any mechitza which is made to, in a certain sense to protect people inside means it wants to generate a safe place inside. Right? The kiddush, you know. So you say, well, listen, my goal is to create. But over here, I have a step before that. Right? That it doesn't. It becomes not. Without the walls, you don't have a ship. So my first goal is to create a ship which can act as a ship, and that's created by the mechizes. And I say, well, okay, while I'm at it, so it's I can't say while I'm at it, it's keeping the water out.
That would be like a house then.
No. I don't think the person's goal is to create an area. The person's goal by a house is to create an area inside. I can't say the person's goal when he makes a ship is to create an area inside. His goal is to make a ship.
How do you make an area without the walls of
the house? That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what you. That's what, and that's what I'm saying. That I have a step before that. My goal isn't to say I want to create a spot to put something. Right? That's the goal of a house. Is the goal of a house? I want to create an area inside. That's I have the spot. The only thing I want to do is I want to be makif it for. I have a spot. I have a place. But I want to be makif the place. I want to put something around the place. That's my goal. Right, the ship is out. I don't have a spot.
If we say that without the ship, there's no spot, then that would indicate, I would think, that the person in the water, that's their spot. And if they're on a ship, their spot is still that spot in the water. And being on the ship that is not just incidental, just as standing on a table on the ground is incidental. Right? The table doesn't become your spot. Assuming the table is lower than 10 on 10 to 5. Yeah, it's where you are on the ground.
Well, that's probably true, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. That might be true, but I'm not sure that's.
You can't have a ship have the space inside, because otherwise it sinks immediately. It's got to displace enough water to float. So by definition, creating a ship means you have to have space. And the space has to be large enough that the water displaced weighs more than the weight of the vessel.
Okay, finish your thought. Therefore,
the building of a ship is actually creating this area without water, this area in which things can be placed. There's no purpose to building.
So you're saying that's Pshat in the Gemara, or that's Akash in the Gemara? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Or you're just saying a fact.
I can't understand Rashi's.
I said, Arab, you're saying a Gvaldik Pshat in Rashi. You're saying a Gvaldik Pshat in Rashi.
Lavrich the Mayim, because.
You said the whole purpose is to create something which displaces water. That's the point. The point isn't to create a spot to sit. The point is to create a displacement.
I can create something that displaces water. Quick example. I can create something that displaces water until it sinks because it's too narrow. By taking the same amount of material and widening it out, you can make it float.
Again, but this means your whole purpose of making this wide thing is to be able to make it float, not to create a space.
Your whole purpose for creating this thing is to be able to move stuff from place to place over the water.
I understand, but the point.
That's the purpose. The moving the water out of the way is the means.
I understand, but I'm not discussing what the person's thought process is. I'm saying this process right now. What is the function which is these mechitzas play. The primary function of mechitzas play is that I don't sink. It's not that I have a spot to sit. Right? The primary function of a house is not that I have somewhere to sit. I had somewhere to sit beforehand. The whole purpose of mechitzas is to create an area inside which is protected.
The house is a house without walls. Without walls, is it still a house?
No. Okay, we're not getting involved. I have where to put myself already. So my goal isn't to create a spot. I want to put walls around it. I want to protect it. So that's what a house is. The walls are there to create a certain mile to inside over the outside. I don't need to create where to sit. where to sit. I need to create the protection from the outside, but inside the walls. That's exactly the purpose. Right, over here, I'm by the ship. I'm a step before that.
Fits with the type where you're going to build a wall and you're going to pull the water out from the inside, and the purpose of the dike is to stop the water, and then from stopping the water you end up getting a piece of land.
Okay.
With the vessel,
that's a fascinating question. What's the loch of the side of a dike? But I would imagine dike is like a house, but
there's been a community in Amsterdam for a long time.
What?
Been a
right,
so
I imagine that's the city of Machitzas.
I imagine they've dealt with this one already.
I'll find out. Like,
you need walls to do your purpose and investment. Right? You can float on a flatbed for however long you want. The point of putting up the borders is that for protection, right?
So that's the same as a house.
To gain volume.
But that's the same as a house.
No, the purpose of
well, the house you need, right? So the house you need walls, right, for protection.
Yeah, but the more it's not saying that, the more it's saying the opposite of that. The more it says that there's a difference between a house and a ship.
You see, that's the difference between a raft and a ship, right? You can't make a raft out of a plate of steel.
Right.
You can make a ship out of steel.
Because of displacement.
Because of the empty space you create.
Right.
And with the purpose, you know, the only reason for doing this is to put stuff in there.
I understand, but the first step is I have to create an empty space. So I said the oof to of my walls is I created an empty space. I didn't create
you first create the container, and then you launch it. You don't build ships in the water.
Yeah.
I understand. Okay.